that one. And that's the only trap that when somebody falls in, doesn't want to come out. You will talk about it, you say, you will call the guy that, oh, you stand up and you say, don't bother me, I'm good in here. Said lovers are like the people who are drowned and they don't wish to be saved. They want to be drowner. And it's magic, of course, not logical. Don't look at me like that. This is not the logical stuff. If it was, it was given to all animals. It's given to us and made us miserable without it. That's what we're trying to... You remember, I repeated this for you. I even gave the address in book 5. You will find the explanation. Very clear. Rumi will say, listen, in this existence, the only thing which is worthy of hunting is love. But listen, nobody could hunt love. Because love is the best hunter. You should be lucky. Put your wit aside and fall in love. If you're lucky and love will hunt you, then you're happy. Because love is not something to own. Love is giving up the ownership of yourself. This is what love is, selflessness. Doesn't go with the selfishness. It's just the opposite, right? It's opposite of the animal. So, within all different traps, his is the best. It really is. Yes? Read it again. Hundreds of thousands of minds, please.
Hundreds of thousands of minds may jump together to lay a snare other than his snare. They only find their snare more grievous. How can straws show any power against the wind? If you say, what was the profit of being? There is profit in your question, O contumacious one. If this question of yours has no profit, why should we listen to it in vain and fruitlessly? And if there are many profits in your question, then why, pray, is the world unprofitable? And if from one standpoint the world is unprofitable, from other standpoints it is advantageous. If your profit is no profit to me, since it is a profit to you, do not withdraw from it. The beauty of Joseph profited a world, though to his brethren it was a vain superfluity. The melodies of David were so dear, but to the interdicted they were the noise of wood.
You see, again he went to old traps, his side. First one is beauty. You remember first day, I think, like that. If you ask me, honestly, what do I know about God? One thing only, I know God is beautiful. I don't need anything else. Because I learned a knowledge based on beauty. Here we talk about that. And I say, listen, when I talk about beauty, look at the beauty of Joseph, which is lovely to everyone, but look at the brothers. They're jealous and it's bad to them. Let's talk about this beautiful song of David. I said, okay, over there are pieces of stone sitting around. Do they enjoy that beautiful voice of David? Remember the Nile? When it became blood, he said, oh, it could be the water of life, but if you are not a partner over there, you will have nothing. The best stuff I could talk about is martyrdom. What is martyrdom? First of all, do you know what martyrdom is? The word in Arabic? Shahid. And that doesn't mean martyrdom. Means observer. Because, no, mushahideh is observation.
Or
to see.
Yeah. When you say the shahad, Whatever, isn't a witness as well? Observer,
witness. The witness is another side meaning of it. The main word, shahada, means to observe, to see. When you're going to the court, they will call the witness. That's shahid. From mushahide. Therefore, it goes on and on with this shahada stuff. I don't want to go too much in that, but he will say, okay, let's look at that martyrdom. A believer looks at martyrdom as the best goal, but the non-believer will see it as a stupid suicidal mission. That's the difference. Yes?
The water of the Nile was superior to the water of life, but to the interdicted and unbelieving, it was blood. To the true believer, martyrdom is life. To the hypocrite, it is death and corruption. Tell, what single blessing is there in the world from which some group of people is not excluded?
Means when you talk about the benefit, the goodness of something, what are you talking about? What is good or bad? Really, remember, we'll stop on this later, much later. He talk a lot about this stuff. What is good? We say when God wanted to put good and bad in this universe, he called the angel and said, bring me some earth. I want to make a new creature. Because before us there was no good or bad. Here we say, okay, when you talk about good or bad, talk about one stuff which is good for everyone. You will not find that, because good or bad is relative. First of all, he talked about good or bad and said the good and bad are not absolute, never. They are relative. Here he will say, even in this relative stuff, differs from one to one. Tell me something which is good for everyone, and I cannot show you a group that they don't like it, or they don't have it, or they miss it. Yes?
What profit have the ox and the ass in sugar? Every soul has a different food. But if that food is accidental to it, then admonition is the correction for it. As one who from disease has become fond of clay, though he may suppose that that clay is indeed his food. He has forgotten his original food and has betaken himself to the food of disease. Having given up honey, he has eaten poison. He has made the food of disease as fat.
Okay, what is all this stuff about the food? Because you want to talk about the real stuff you should feed on. Before that, we will bring in some example that it was very obvious in Rumi's time. I remember even in my childhood, but I don't know if it exists in the modern countries or not. Eating the earth. In my childhood, I believe that any pregnant woman should do that. If not, their children will die, because it was happening so often, I believe that everybody will do it. Rumi will bring that in and say, look at that fellow. He's eating something, because in Rumi's time there was no cigarette smoking. If it was, that was a better example. He said, look at the people. They do something that they know it's bad for them, but they do it because they forgot about the original food that they should have, and they took this. All of this could be length and shortened, and that stuff is opening for one thing, his manifestation. Read it loud and clear. Listen carefully to this verse.
Man's original food is the light of God. Animal food is improper for him.
Let's dig a little bit. What is the light of God? We know what light is. Light is exception. In the rule of the universe, you know that everything should go to a speed limit. There is a speed limit that nothing could be there, but light is already there. And it's a lot of these exceptions. But when we say light of God, what are we talking about? Do not forget that this wisdom is enlightenment. So light to us is what? It's pure knowledge. Light is knowledge to us. Right? What is the light of God? Do you remember? Self-consciousness. Yeah. That's the light of God. God is conscious. And that light, when it happens to you, ha, you're fed. That's the real food you need. Means the real thing that you should absorb, which to us is a holy stuff, is consciousness. To become more conscious, to understand what really you are. So the main, the original, it's not original, because asl in Arabic is more than original, it's mainly main. The main food for human being is the light of God. The rest are made for animals. These are not the food for a human being. But
in consequence of disease, his mind has fallen into this.
That's the consequence I was talking about. Remember? He said, look at, now this fellow has forgotten the original food, is eating the dirt. Then what? Because of doing this, he will become another person. He changed his attention. His appetite is changed. And he will change, because whatever you eat, the real food of humanity, will make you change. You are not a fixed stuff. We are an ever-changing thing. With our thoughts and deeds, we will change. This fellow who was eating there, because of that, is sick. Yes?
That day and night he should eat of this water and clay. Pale-faced, weak-footed, faint-hearted, where is the food of by heaven which hath tracts? That is the food of the chosen ones of the sovereignty. The eating thereof is without throat or instrument. The food of the sun is from the light of the throne. To the envious and devilish is from the smoke of the carpet. God said concerning the martyrs, they are receiving sustenance. For that food there was neither mouth nor dish. The heart is eating a food from every single companion. The heart is getting an excellence from every single knowledge.
Now this is the explanation. He started to talk about food. Okay? And again he explained it that, okay, the food is made for animals. There is only one made for human beings. Therefore, eat this one. That one is not made for you. And let me tell you that. Do you remember God said, do not count these martyrs as dead. I tell you they are alive and God is feeding them. You say over there, we're talking about martyrs. They are dead. So in this feeding, there is no mouth. And there are no dishes to serve the food. So what are we talking about? The explanation is that the heart will be fed when you are with a friend. From friendship, you will be fed something. Something will come to you. That kind of food I'm talking about. Friendship. The face or face value or physical form and shape of a human being to me is a part. The vision is important to us. The way you see the universe is this. Remember that holy book we said this is readable stuff to read? That one is